Hello, and welcome to the warm-up for Sunday, April 18th, 2021, the third Sunday of Easter. My name is Father John Jessica. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The two disciples told the 11 and their companions what had happened on the road to Emmaus, and how Jesus had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." This is the gospel of the Lord. So happy Easter, everyone. We continue to celebrate the great gift of Easter and the resurrection. And we get to see in this reality of the first few weeks of Easter, of the apostles trying to just really contemplate and to recognize and to see that their dear friend, their leader, their master, the teacher who was betrayed, and the emotions of the triduum, that in the despair of his death, and now coming to understand and comprehend the resurrection, there Jesus is appearing, saying, "Peace be with you, you know, be calm, look, this is what was called for in the prophets, in the Psalms. This is all part of the plan or the reality. Take a look and see, believe, I have risen." And that this does change your lives. And connected with that, that we're hearing right from the start with the scripture readings, the Gospels during Easter, is this sense of mission, this sense of wonder at the resurrection, seeing Jesus alive again, but then also this sense of mission. Jesus, from the very beginning, is sending them out, you know, breathing on them the Holy Spirit, commanding them to proclaim the good news. And he sends them out, these last words, you know, "You are witnesses of these things." He opens their minds, and he kind of, you know, there's this need for us to, a formation component of our faith that we need to reason out, we need to deepen our understanding of the teachings of Christ, his mission, his passion, death, and resurrection, and how we, in our own hearts and minds, make these connections and embrace them. You know, strengthening, deepening our faith that we discover this light, we rediscover this gift of Christ in us, the risen Lord, which then empowers us. You know, and that means, what does that mean? That means, you know, praying over the scriptures. That means participating in parish programs, formation opportunities, so that we inform our minds and our hearts. They both have to work together to kind of contemplate and embrace this gift of the resurrection, which then leads to this opportunity of mission, to be able to truly testify, to be witnesses of the resurrection. We need to understand the story of salvation. We need to understand how our lives are transformed through Christ. And part of it is of heart and emotion, but part of it is also of our kind of understanding and kind of not the academic, but the formative components in our minds to comprehend and kind of have that work together to really enter into the mystery and bringing clarity to this mystery of faith that we have, so that we have the knowledge, but most importantly, the understanding of Christ's death and resurrection, what that means for us, what it means for the church, and so that we can truly testify through our words, but most especially through our actions, because Christ's resurrection changes who we are, changes how we behave, changes and helps us decide, you know, make the decisions we need to make in serving others, taking up our cross, sacrificing for those who are in need. There is a reasoning and an understanding to the actions of a faithful and loving disciple. And in the midst of this chaos for the apostles, Jesus offers peace. He calls out their doubts. And it takes time, of course, for the apostles to get to the point of understanding. And that just takes time. It takes time for all of us to be able to comprehend this beautiful gift of our faith and the love that the Father has given us through the gift of Jesus, which then has to flow through into the practical realities in the hands and feet and our, you know, what we say and what we do. And that's what really Easter for us is about, is this response to God's love, to be able to bear witness of how Christ appears in our own lives, how he offers us peace, how he offers us forgiveness, how he offers us strength, and to share our own faith story with those around us and be different, be renewed, showing the pathway of Christ in our own daily lives, that our lives become part of this story of salvation that people can see, people can experience, people can turn to, people can be inspired by. This is the great responsibility and the great gift we have of being messengers and witnesses of the truth, of light, of the resurrection. Of course, we don't do it alone. Jesus gives us and empowers us with the grace of the Holy Spirit. So as we continue in this Easter journey, as we prepare for this weekend, we think about, what are the ways that the Lord offers me peace now? What are the ways in which I see his wonder and his presence in my life today? And then how can I be a witness? How can I share, especially with those who, it's easy to share with those people who have the same faith as you, but how can I share it with maybe family members or co-workers, not to be preaching, but in some way sharing the grace, the gift, the benefit of what our faith helps us to do in our day-to-day lives. That's not always an easy thing for us to do. It's a challenge. And yet we do it with generosity, with gentleness, with grace, sharing our own experience. Let us continue to journey in Easter to be overwhelmed in wonder and awe of the resurrection, encountering the risen Lord in our lives, and then being witnesses who testify to everything we have seen. God bless you. We'll see you this weekend.